The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
One story that gripped the international press this week was the video depicting the French First Lady, Brigitte Macron, apparently shoving her husband, President Macron, in the face before they emerged from their airplane in Hanoi. But what is it about domestic incidents like this that prove so intriguing to the public? And what other incidents have taken place that demonstrate the sometimes tortured relationship between political leaders and their spouses as they navigate marriage in the public eye? Reporter Simon Tierney has been investigating. He joins me now. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Pat.
Now, before we look at some of the other examples of political marriage, why do you think this story has captured people's imagination?
Well, what happened on the airplane between Macron and his wife, it wasn't supposed to be seen by the public, of course. Now, whether it was some sort of dispute or just joking around, as Macron has insisted it was, it doesn't really matter, Pat, because the reality is that it offered a glimpse behind the curtain of this highly curated presentation of marital harmony, I suppose. And most political leaders, I think, feel a pressure to demonstrate this sort of perfect family life to the public. And anything that punctures this facade will, of course, be scavenged on. Now, Macron was asked about the confrontation by the French media during his stay in Vietnam. And this is how he characterized it.
Nous sommes en train de nous chamailler. Et plutôt de plaisanter avec mon épouse.
We were squabbling and I was joking with my wife, and I'm surprised by it, and it becomes some sort of geoplanetary catastrophe.
Catastrophe géoplanétaire, donc faut que tout le monde se calme.
Everybody needs to calm down and should really focus on actual news.
And that was President Macron speaking to reporters in Hanoi. So what conclusions can we draw from that response?
Well, he says two conflicting things there, Pat. He uses the word chamele, which means bickering, and then immediately he follows this up by using the word plaisanter, which means joking. So the question is, can you bicker and joke at the same time? Or perhaps this gets to the heart of the, I suppose, chaotic emotions playing out at the same time in any busy marriage, perhaps.
Now, in 2016, one of the most public glimpses behind the curtain of a political marriage took place when Melania Trump sat down to answer questions in the wake of the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape. Now, take us back to that and how it all played out.
Right, so just 1 month before the 2016 presidential election, the Washington Post published leaked audio from this Access Hollywood tape in which Donald Trump, he spoke disarmingly about how he treats women, but he didn't realise that there was a hot mic recording everything he said. Now, some of it is too graphic to recount here. People probably remember it anyway, but he spoke about trying to seduce a married woman and he said, I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Now, the whole incident caused uproar and it was a threat to his election chances at that time, Pat. And it's actually the only time I can recall when Trump actually made a public apology over something.
Now, the question on everyone's mind, of course, was how could his wife stand by something like this?
Sure. Now, the aftermath was revealing because it gave the public insight into this marriage. Now, normally, Melania Trump is quite stoic. She tends to avoid public appearances if she can avoid it. But 10 days after the tape was leaked, Melania sat down with Anderson Cooper and addressed the situation.
I said to my husband that, you know, the language is inappropriate. It's not acceptable. And I was surprised because that is not the man that I know. And as you can see from the tape, the cameras were not on. It was only a mic. And I wonder if they even knew that the mic was on, because they were kind of a boy talk, and he was lead on, like egg on, from the host to say dirty and bad stuff.
You feel the host, Billy Bush, was sort of egging him on?
Yes, yes.
Is that language you had heard him use before?
No, that's why I was surprised, because I said, like, I don't know that person that would talk that way, and that he would say that kind of a stuff in private. I heard many different stuff, boys talk. The boys, that the way they talk when they grow up and they want to sometimes show each other, oh, this and that, and talking about the girls. And But I was surprised, of course.
So-called locker room talk. Melania Trump on CNN in 2016. Now, sometimes the end of a marriage can expose long-held secrets, especially when one party has been jilted. This is what happened to the Liberal Democrat politician Chris Hoon, a minister in David Cameron's coalition government just over 10 years ago. Simon, remind us of what happened.
Yeah, so Chris Hoon was a high-profile government minister, Pat, and everything came crashing down around him in 2013. 10 years previously, he'd been caught speeding by a camera while driving from Stansted to Clapham in London. And he already had 9 points on his licence, so another 3 points would have taken him off the road. So he conspired with his wife, Vicky Price, to pretend that she'd been driving so he wouldn't get the points.
Now, they got away with that for a while, at least. How did their marriage cause the story to blow up?
Well, years later, Hoon began an affair with his PR advisor. Price filed for divorce and set about getting her revenge by revealing the truth about the penalty points all those years before. Now, she colluded with the Sunday Times newspaper to bring down her ex-husband by recording her phone calls with him in order to entrap him. Eventually, both Hoon and Price would be found guilty of perverting the course of justice and their careers, you know, left in tatters. But let's listen to Price's failed attempt to entrap her husband on the telephone as played in court.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Are you ignoring what I've said to you in my text message?
What do you mean, am I ignoring?
There are people outside wanting to know what happened, making me take the points.
Can I suggest that if you want to avoid journalists doorstepping you, you stop telling ridiculous stories to the press?
I'm sorry, what ridiculous stories are you referring to? I'm talking about you making me take your points and getting others to take your points.
Going on with this nonsense. You've said this time and
I'm
again.
I'm sorry, what nonsense are you referring to? You got me to take your points.
Thank you very much. We can talk about this another time, face to face, when you want to. But
there's nothing to do with face to face.
I suggest you stop telling the press silly things, all right?
Excuse me, this has nothing to do with me either. Somebody told them that I had taken your points. I have no idea who it was. No, it's not only me, but it's also Joe. I don't understand how they have now heard about a different paper about me taking your points. Can you explain that to me? I think it's gone.
I'm not surprised he's gone. He could spot that a mile off what she was at.
Completely.
Yeah. Now, that was a telephone recording between former British Cabinet Minister Chris Hoon and his ex-wife, Vicky Price. Now, despite not taking the bait, which is so obvious there, he would eventually plead guilty and serve time in jail, as would she. So her revenge backfired a bit.
Didn't work out, no.
Now, perhaps one of the most public quarrels between a political leader and a spouse took place just over 10 years ago in the Elysee Palace. Now, bring us back, Simon, to François Hollande and his affair.
Yeah, so this is an intriguing example of a complete relationship breakdown at the highest level of political office, Pat. François Hollande, he was the president of France, of course, just over 10 years ago. His partner, Valérie Trivelier, she lived with him in the Elysee, but Closer magazine published a major splash in January of that year, alleging that he was actively engaged in an affair with a much younger actress by the name of Julie Gayet. Now, the expose had photographs of the president being delivered to her apartment, sitting on the back of a scooter, disguised in black clothing and a helmet, of course. And the scandal, well, it gripped the nation. It was a huge story here in Ireland as well. And within weeks, Trevelyan had separated from the president, and within months, she had published a tell-all memoir about the whole episode. Here she is speaking with Kirsty Walk on BBC's Newsnight in 2014.
You paint a picture of a French president as an inveterate liar, and it seems as if you are out to destroy him at a time when the country is in deep economic crisis. In a sense, it looks as if you put your own woes before the woes of the country.
In January 2013, when he was photographed in his helmet with Julie Gayet, was he putting the country's woes ahead of his own?
You paint, though, a very black picture of François Hollande. And yet, until evidence of his affair with Julie Gayet became clear, you were prepared to stay with him.
Of course, because he was the man I loved.
What is it about French people that thinks it's okay for the presidents to have affairs? I mean, is French society quite misogynist?
French society is quite ambiguous, as there were adverse reactions to the fact we weren't married, but were also quite accepting about the presidents having mistresses. Not only François Hollande, but his predecessors as well.
My point then is that you feel justified in trying to destroy him. You say you're not trying to destroy him. You didn't wait. Why did you move so quickly, if not to damage him?
Why should I have stayed silent, and for what reason?
Would there perhaps have been more dignity in keeping silent?
What is the point of keeping silent for a woman in the 21st century? Where does dignity come into that? Where is the dignity for a woman who has been humiliated around the world? What dignity?
And that was Valerie Trierweiler speaking on BBC's Newsnight in 2014. A pattern, Simon, starting to emerge here. Jilted spouses seeking revenge, a story old as time. But sometimes the jilted spouse in a political marriage finds a different approach, Hillary Clinton being a case in point.
Yeah, so when President Clinton's affair with the White House intern Monica Lewinsky went public in 98, Pat, there was enormous speculation about how Hillary, First Lady at that time, of course, how she would react. And rather than seeking revenge or publishing a tell-all memoir, she decided to stay loyal. I wonder, curious, unexpected parallels perhaps between herself and Melania Trump, who we referenced earlier in the report. Now, skeptics, of course, would argue that splintering the Clinton brand would have affected her own personal political ambitions. Now, this is how she has handled questions about her husband's infidelity over the years.
I defended and stood by him because I thought the impeachment process was wrong, but that wasn't the necessary answer to what I would do with my marriage. It was really hard. It was painful. And I was so supported by my friends. My friends just rallied around. I am 100% in the camp that says forgiveness is mostly about the forgiver. I know too many people, having now lived as long as I have, who can never get over it. Forgiveness is a way of opening up the doors again.
Monica Lewinsky is back in the news.
Well, she's perfectly free to do that. She is, in my view, an American who gets to express herself however she chooses. But that's, you know, not something that I spent a lot of time thinking about.
Really?
Really. Yeah, I mean, I wrote about it in my book, Living History. I dealt with it at the time. I have moved on, and that's how I see, you know, my life and my future.
You're not looking at me thinking, here she is asking these questions.
No, because I knew you would. I knew you'd have to. I mean, it's something in the news. You have every right to ask, and I have every right to tell you how I feel.
Did you call her a narcissistic Looney Tune?
I am not going to comment on what I did or did not say back in the late 90s.
And that was Hillary Clinton speaking on over various occasions in the years following on that affair. It goes to show, though, how difficult it is to maintain a marriage in the public eye. But we have a final example of a marriage between a leader and spouse that we're going to look at, and that is Charles and Diana. It's an interesting one because although it all eventually exploded in the 90s in Diana's tell-all interview with the discredited Martin Bashir on ITV, in which she spoke about there being three people in the marriage, the trouble really began in a dreadfully awkward encounter many years previously.
Yeah, well, Charles and Diana's engagement interview in 1981, it was really a harbinger of the trouble ahead, Pat. We're going to listen to a snippet from it now, but I want you to listen carefully to Charles's answer when he's asked if he is in love. This is perhaps an important lesson for anyone planning to begin a marriage with someone on the world stage.
Could I ask you first, Your Royal Highness, and you, Lady Diana, what do you think you've got in common?
Gracious, what a difficult question. What do you think we've got in common?
Sense of humour. Every outdoor activity, except I don't ride.
Some remedy that.
Lots of things, really.
What about you, sir?
No, I think certainly, I mean, all sorts of things. Certainly the a sort of love of the outdoors, and you know, she's a very energetic character as well, which is very encouraging.
All I was really going to say is, can you find the words to sum up how you feel today, both of you?
Difficult to find the right sort of word, isn't it, really? Just delighted and happy. And I'm amazed that she's been brave enough to take me on.
And I suppose in love.
Of course.
Whatever in love means.
Well, it obviously means two very happy people.
Yes.
Congratulations. Well, from us, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Charles and Diana being interviewed on the occasion of their engagement way back in 1981, before a marriage that would end in very public acrimony 15 years later. Simon Tierney, thank you very much for that report.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.